We're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio. Fredericktown Blackhats falling short to the St. Genevieve Dragons this evening, 31-7. Coach Ford of Fredericktown joining us now. And, Coach, it was a rough start, especially on the special teams side. It kind of put your defense in a bind there early on. But what did you kind of see from your guys as they tried to settle into the game after that point?
Well, I think early on we were not ready to play at all. It just looked like our kids were a little lethargic and just going through the motions and thinking it was just going to be another win. but we're not at that point yet. And, you know, St. Jim's too good a team to be doing that on. But then after that, defensively, I thought we played pretty well. You know, we did some things that cost us, but at the same time, we couldn't move the ball at all offensively.
Yeah, and you mentioned the defensive side of the ball, and it was pretty strong. When St. Genevieve had the ball on their own half of the field, it was a little bit troubling for them at times to try and move the football. You forced them three and out on their first possession. As you saw things develop defensively and guys starting to get into the backfield, who really stood out to you in the game?
Well, I think our linebackers, Joe Price and Tristan Casby, played real well. Seth Lout was in the backfield all night. You know, Malachi Kyle was one of the ends, and he played real well, too. And we just had a good push from the inside, two tackles, and that just, you know, if we'd have stayed consistent with it, we'd have been all right. But then they started going outside on us, and we didn't really have much help out there.
Well, it is the final game for your eight seniors on the team. One of them, though, Ethan Flanagan, was able to get a pretty nice moment at the very end when your team was backed up near the end zone. He got behind the defense, caught a pass from Evan Burrows, and took it 94 yards for a touchdown to prevent the shutout. Did you like that moment for your senior there?
Yeah. Ethan's worked hard for 4 years. And, you know, he's just a little old guy, but always smiling, always working hard, always doing what the coach is asking him to do, and real proud of him. Glad he got that chance to do that at the end of the game.
Well, as you kind of look back now on this year, Coach, with the little time that's passed since the end of the season and until now, what's kind of the thing that stands out to you about this year and the things that you want to build on, because you'll have some of those playmakers like Evan Burrows and Malachi Kyle coming back next season to kind of help the offense once again? How do you kind of assess it early on after the season's done?
Well, I think not really going to know anything until we get into the off season and see how many kids show up. We have not had very good participation in that, trying to get guys ready for the next year. But, you know, our seniors really fought hard and led us and showed how to play the game. And, you know, I told them tonight, I said, you know, I know a lot of broken hearts out there tonight, but let's not forget what we did this year and some of the all the games that we were in with a chance to win. And, you know, those things, if we just clean up a few things here and there, maybe we can do better the next year.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate your time throughout the entire season. It was great to watch your team this year, and we'll look forward to seeing you next season.
All right, thank you.
All right, Chuck Ford, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackhats, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Again, St. Genevieve winners tonight, 31-7 over Fredericktown. And we'll have more End Zone coming up after this on regional radio.